Birleşmiş Milletler hala üzerine düşen görevi yapmamıştır, yapmamaktır. Arap Ligi yapmamıştır, yapmamaktır. Zulme rıza zulümdür. Eğer siz zulmü alkışlıyorsanız siz de zalimlerden olursunuz.
Mr. Erdogan, why are you so adamant about the removal of Bashar al-Assad? Surely it is not due to oppression, for if it was, then you would be screaming the loudest at Israel for their continued oppression. Tel Aviv steals more and more of the Palestinian lands every day, and Palestinians are arrested and abused and killed every week. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are locked up in Israeli jails simply because they resist the Israeli oppression. What has been your response, Mr. Erdogan? What kind of relationship does the government, your government, have with Tel Aviv? You have an Israeli embassy in Turkey, but not a Syrian one? So Assad is more of an enemy to you than Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu? Very interesting. If the reason you are so adamant about Assad is human rights and oppression, then why don't we hear your voice rising up against Saudi Arabia? You know, the country which has spent at the very least hundreds of millions of dollars to support terrorists, to behead the Syrian people, to cut the organs out of the Syrian people, to murder, to rape, to kidnap, and to destroy the Syrian people. Let us not forget that Saudi Arabia is also the same country that oppression is rampant inside of its own borders. You know, the country where there's no freedom of speech, no elections, no women's rights, no rights for minorities, and basically no rights at all, just Saudi royalty rule. You know, the royal family which is usurping the wealth of its people behind the oppressive crackdown on the Bahraini people and destroying historic Islamic sites inside of its own country, and have done everything that it could against Islam and true freedom. Where is your outcry about Riyadh and its continued oppression, Mr. Erdogan? In the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad's speech to the Turkish people, he has said, "We are not the enemies of the Turkish people, and they are our brothers." However, the Turkish government sees us as its enemy. Thus, if there is an attack on Syria from Turkish soil, we will be forced to respond. Erdogan, why do you want to put your own people in harm's way? Why do you want to cause chaos in the region? Mr. Erdogan, what have the Zionists and their Western stooges promised you for you to turn your back on your Syrian brothers? Be careful. Be very careful, because what comes around goes around, and the snakes that you have let loose just may come back and give you a venomous bite. Mr. Erdogan, wake up before it is too late.